Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining us for another Super Smart Web Profits Power Hour. We have a lot to cover tonight. Dustin, I thank you for being here for it as well.
Hey, no problem, Mike. I'm glad to be here.
And we're glad you're here. There's, I'll tell everybody right now, these are, you know, supposed to be an hour-long show. I'm going to try to get this done at least in an hour because Dustin has a preview of a new program we have coming out with. I'll tell you a little bit more about that later. But my point is, folks, this is probably going to be one of the most informative power hours that I think we've ever had. The information tonight is going to be plentiful. So get a bag of popcorn or whatever, and we'll get ready to really teach you some neat things tonight.
Yeah, grab a beer, grab a glass of wine. That's what we're called, the cocktail hour. Because Mike's going to have this here a little bit. So make yourselves comfortable.
And we have several free updates, folks. I'll just run through them real quick, and then I'll share exactly how they work. First, there's a purchased leads tab update. This is basically for your people that you have assigned to leads, and now you can assign them a user permission to view just their purchased leads or all your purchased leads. And again, I'll show you how to do that. Dan Lane, thanks for that suggestion. Email a friend. That's a sell update for the sell website. And it's been updated to include a verification input simply to prevent spammers from using that as a spamming technique. And editable web pages updates. This is for all sites. Now, some of you may not even know we have editable web pages. We've had these for quite some time. You just may not know because you haven't been on this program, and that's where we share this. I'll tell you a little bit more later how to get that editable web page turned on. Also included in the free updates was a brand new update Dustin added for us, the Zillow Comp Search update. And that's for the buy and save ups, websites. And it pulls recent sales comps, high and low, and updated Google Maps feature. That's pretty neat. And we've also added a improved back office seller lead search. And this was a recent suggestion by Jerry Cluck. Now you can search sellers depending on whether they're current or not current on payments. And paid upgrades. Autofill 3 is now online. It's a paid upgrade if you don't already have Autofill. Otherwise, it would be no charge. SuperSmart Autofill version 3 is a much easier, simpler to manage Autofill. It's very easy. In fact, I think you'd be really impressed. And we also have another paid upgrade, the SEO upgrade. It's a paid upgrade for all of our sites except for the wholesale website, which that will be shortly. It's on our list. But I'll explain all that to you. In fact, most of the show is going to be, we have lots of stuff, guys, lots of stuff. Autofill paperwork. Also coming soon is the Super Smart Squeeze Pages. And we have some samples of that for you. And then we have a Super Smart Deal Flow. And we are going to let Dustin do a special presentation tonight just for the people on the show. So I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be pretty nice. In fact, the pre-recorded version of this show will only be in your back office. We're not sharing this with the public. All right, let's start with the free updates. The Purchased Leads tab. They're for the advanced buy and save websites only. And this feature is used with the company user login feature. Again, that's why it's associated with the advanced websites. But in your buy website, you have a purchased tab. That purchased tab indicates a property that you have bought. And then in the settings, in the priority, you would set it as purchased. You will import it into this tab. Now you can import it into your website when you sell houses. It pulls information in there, as well as just keeps track for you. That's the purchase tab. There's also one on the save website. There's the purchase leads tab right there. Well, on the left-hand side of the menu of your advanced websites, within your website administration settings, you're going to see my company user logins. This is where you click, and it advances you to your company user login permissions page. Now, you can add first name, last name, the username, password, email. But at any rate, you can add your user login permissions, and then down underneath there, you assign the features of what they can do, can't do, can see, and can't see. And the very recent one we just added is right at the bottom of the page. It's the purchased leads one. So just to show you real quick how this works, if you turn it on, that would mean that this particular user would be able to see all of your purchased leads. If you set it to self, that would mean that this user would only be able to see the leads that they have personally marked purchased. Now, keep in mind that you as the administrator will see all of them. That's just for this particular user when they log in with that username and password.
Yeah, and Dan Lane suggested this upgrade because he's got a lot of acquisition specialists working in his office now, and he wanted them to be able to see their leads that they purchased, but not everybody else's purchased leads. He didn't want one person seeing everything. That's only for him to see, so that's what that was about.
The free update we're going to talk about next is the Email a Friend CAPTCHA, and it's available for both the standard and the advanced sell and wholesale websites. CAPTCHA is a type of challenge response test, in case anyone was questioning what CAPTCHA was. It's basically used to ensure that the response is not generated by a computer. Now, Dustin, there's way too much alliteration in that for me, so go ahead and tell us the acronym that is for CAPTCHA.
Well, Mike, as you know, I had you look it up because I didn't know myself. CAPTCHA, completely automated public Turing test to tell computers and humans apart, CAPTCHA. I knew it stood for something, but I would have never guessed that one. Public Turing test, whatever that means. What it is they put one of those little boxes on the page. Mike's getting ready to show you one with a bunch of letters and numbers. You have to type it in before you can submit a form. And the whole purpose is to weed out the computers from the humans, because the computers will hit your forms and post data to your forms over and over and over and over again like spam. So you'll notice that we put a lot of these little CAPTCHA-type forms on a lot of the of your forms on your site, such as your Contact Us page, the page that Mike's getting ready to show you, the Email a Friend page, as well as your three-step form or your one-step form. Because these computers find these pages and they will hit us. And if you don't have it turned on your site, because some of them we actually turn on by default, some of them you have to turn on yourself, you'll notice a bunch of spam in your database. Like, where did all this come from? What's all this gibberish? Well, that gibberish is spam bots hitting your site. So what Mike's showing you right now is an example of one of these CAPTCHA forms. So this is the new one we just added. It's got graphics for the CAPTCHA form. We've also got one on the Contact Us page, which is just straight digits, which is really easy to read. But we experimented with this new CAPTCHA form on this page because this page was compromised, and a spammer did hit us and sent a bunch of page of emails to this form, which has been here for years, and sent like 10,000 emails. So we caught him and turned off the page for about a week or two, and we added this verification form, and it's on for everybody by default. You don't have to turn it on. We turned it on for you.
Cool. Thanks, Dustin. And we also have another free update for the editable web pages update. this is pretty cool. Again, this is one place that I don't know if all of the people on the call even know we have editable web pages. Again, I see a lot of new people here tonight. You need to submit a support ticket for us to turn it on. That way we know that you heard about us from here and you know what you're doing, because we want to share. It's pretty powerful stuff because you can edit the entire public part of your website.
And you guys may have noticed that we've been talking about the editable web page update for the past several months now as if it were new. It's not that it's new. It came out about 6-7 months ago, but we update it every month to give you more and more control over your websites, over your pages. So that's why we keep bringing it up month after month after month, because every month we go on and do something different to make it better as we do all of our upgrades.
So on the left-hand menu of your advanced websites, in fact, it's on all websites. This is even on the standard website, as far as I'm aware. Website administration, editable web pages, you give that a click, and it advances you to your editable web pages. Now, in this example, I'll just click the home page. Now, I will point out the main editable parts right now are the buttons on the left-hand side of your public website, but these little boxes right here will eventually be editable as well, just these independent ones here.
And Mike, can you quickly back up two screens? I noticed Bobby Bruner's on the call tonight, which is Brad Singleton's partner down in Orlando. And Brad recently changed from a competitor's sites to our sites. And one of the reasons he did it, because our sites are editable. He can go in there and tweak them. So, Bobby, if you're listening, I don't know if Brad is, but pay attention here, because what Mike is going to do is show you how to go in and edit your web pages. So this is where you go. And as Mike said, this is not turned on by default for everybody. Yours is, Bobby, but a lot of listeners tonight might not have this feature turned on. It's free, which you have to request for us to turn it on for you. It's called the editable web page, and that's what the arrow is pointing to.
Editable
web pages. So if we turn that on, you'll see that link, and Mike, go ahead and click it again, and show them how to edit their web pages. But, Bobby, this is just for you.
All right. So, yeah, just click that editable web pages link. Let me back up again. Went in the wrong direction. And then you'll come to your editable. Everyone's teasing me on that. Pages now. There's your home, our mission, customer care, who we are, et cetera. You know, some of mine are custom here, and I didn't change some of them. You probably should with all of yours. But go to your home page, and it's in what we call a WYSIWYG editor. You can be a fancy and use the HTML editor, but if you just type in here, just like I did right here, I didn't change this very much. I put Atlanta, Georgia. I put Atlanta, Georgia. You might want to put your hometown. But don't get too carried away changing this. And the reason is, folks, is it's already so optimized for the websites with the keywords and key phrases for what we want. But I suggest keeping it to as little editing as you can other than your name and city. Now, up top is the update. You wouldn't even know this was an update if we didn't tell you. We like to get these releases out as quick as we can. And on the earlier release, if you changed the text to your own web page content, it automatically changed it from Spanish to this web page content. Well, we've updated that, and now you can, it will keep the default Spanish. However, you can put a Spanish title, and I'll show you just in a little minute. In a little bit where that title goes on your websites.
Yeah, but in case you didn't catch that, prior to this update, if you updated your homepage on your English site, it updated your homepage on your Spanish site into English. So if you updated only the homepage, your homepage on the Spanish site would be in English, and the rest of the site would be entirely in Spanish. So what we did was allow you to change your Spanish title, but your Spanish site homepage will remain unaffected by any changes you do to the English site. So keep that in mind. That way you don't have to have the homepage translated in Spanish. We'll leave it as is. And in a few months, we'll upgrade it again where you can actually go in and type in Spanish on the Spanish homepage and totally modify that as well. But that's not ready yet.
Sweet. And here's the cool one. I like this. Zillow upgrades. It's free update again, and this is for all sites, the standard and the advanced websites, buy and save. And I just pulled this out of Wikipedia in case someone was wondering what Zillow was. It's an online real estate community where homeowners and buyers and sellers, real estate agents, mortgage professionals can find and share vital information about homes for free. 92 million homes in estimates on 70 million homes. Nearly 9 million unique visitors a month. The site's growing.
Yeah, Zillow's like Trulia, but with Zillow, for sale by owners can actually post to Zillow. And whether your house is listed or not, it's in Zillow. So people can go there and determine, according to Zillow, what your home is worth. So it's pretty cool. You're going to be hearing a lot more about Zillow from us in upcoming months. If you go to the 1 Hour Home Buyer site on the properties section, I've got a little link on my site, One Hour Home Buyers, that links to Zillow so people can look up the property values. But what we've done here tonight or this month is add a new update where you can actually go to your back office and pull up Zillow comps. Because I don't know if you've noticed it or not, but Zillow's starting to become a buzzword, kind of like Twitter or Facebook. It's like the latest place where people go to look up home values, whether they're accurate or not. That's kind of the scary part. If you look at some of these houses, you'll say, well, according to Zillow, it's really, really cheap. Is it really that cheap? Maybe, maybe not. But it's a free online tool where you can go and see what the rest of the world is seeing and determine these property values. And the banks are taking Zillow comps into consideration when doing short sales these days. Because, once again, that's what the market is seeing. that's the numbers the market is watching to determine these home values. So Mike's going to show you how to access that right now. It's a brand new little update.
Yeah, from your customer seller questionnaire. So in other words, you've gone to your seller follow-up blog, and you've clicked on the customer's name, and that will advance you to step one, which is the seller questionnaire. There's a couple different places on this page where we can locate the Zillow.
So Mike's showing you how to get to this little update from a customer lead. Because once you have the property screen in front of you, which he's showing you now, is where you want to pull your comps. And it'll pull the comps for this particular house. So here it's property specific.
Okay, so the first place is down in your property information. You'll see a little link there for Zillow.com comparables. There's another location down further below, which is a little bit more convenient, simply because you can copy and paste just a quick estimate from Zillow about what the high and the low may be on that particular property. And it's as simple as clicking Zillow.com. And when you do, it advances you to a pretty neat little screenshot. Now, what you can't see in this screenshot is down below, there's probably about 10 to 15 different comparables. But at the top is that particular home itself and the information. You know, last sold for, tax value, year built. Most of it's pretty accurate. Again, confirm. And then all of your different high comps and low comps, and I can't slide down this page, but there's at least a dozen of them.
Well, Mike, since you can't slide down this page because this is PowerPoint he's showing you, if you will, towards the end of the call, like maybe when I'm talking, you can pull up one of these pages. I really want to show it to him. It's really cool. It's actually going into Zillow, and I pulled the feed based on the address. And I'm displaying Zillow's information about that property at the top of the page. Down at the bottom, I'm displaying Zillow's comps. So I gave them an address, and these are the comps they pulled, their system pulled. And this is what users around the country are seeing. They said, how many hits they get in a month? Are users 90 million? So this is what the public is seeing, and that's why we're starting to take these comps seriously. Because people come here and look at these comps, and they go out and buy houses, and they're wanting to get them at the prices that Zillow is saying or less. So that's why I said whether they're accurate or not, people are starting to use them. So on the bottom of this page, you'll see about 15 different comps based on your subject property, the house you're looking at getting ready to buy. And you, too, can base your determination on whether you want to purchase this property based on their comps and or RealQuest or the MLS or whatever comp service you use.
Okay, and there's another neat little feature on here. Now, there's tons of them on here. I can't possibly show you everything tonight, but if you do click the property map, advantage, it's a pretty neat little page. You can get the comps on all the surrounding houses, and it even goes deeper and deeper and deeper than this, but just for time's sake, I wanted to at least show you a couple of cool features.
Now, watch this, Mike. Go ahead and hit that back button. Okay, go back one slide. Not that, right there. Notice that's a dirt lot. These are Google Maps. I pulled that from the Google API to display the satellite imagery of this property. I've been noticing that Google's Maps can be up to 6, 7, 8 years old. My house where I live now, I've been in there for 5 years. It's probably at least 6, 7 years old. It's still a dirt lot on Google. So you advance to the next screen on Zillow, you can see it's actually a fully developed neighborhood. And if you were to click that little Zestimate pop-up there, it would actually take you to the profile page for this property, which is what I'm pulling into your website.
Cool. That's really cool.
But did you notice on Zillow all the surrounding properties and all the values there? And they got the little grid around the property lines. It's pretty cool. It's a cool, cool website. I really like it.
It's really good for a quick look. Now, we also improved the back office seller lead search capabilities, another free update. This is for the buy and save websites only. And was this by Jerry? This was a Jerry Cluck suggestion, was it not?
The seller lead search? Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're going to hear us start to talk about more and more about short sales. I kind of fell out of love with short sales, you know, about a year ago, and subject twos were plentiful. Well, when the economy tanked, we're obviously starting to get a lot more foreclosure leads these days. So we're starting to rev our business up in the short sale department, buying more foreclosures than ever before. You may have heard Mark talking before, Mark Spaziano, about buying 23 houses a month. Well, a lot of those were foreclosures. They're so plentiful and easy to get right now. So Jerry uses our site. He's one of our one-hour home buyers, and he said, Dustin, can you go into the database and pull out all the properties where they say they're behind on payments? I'm like, sure. So that's a little update that we did. It took us a couple hours to go in here and let you now search by sellers that are behind on their payments so that you can do you can take these houses over subject to after you do a loan mod or they're behind on payments, and you can do a short sale on them and resell them to an end buyer and make lots of money. And that's what we're doing right now. So you'll be hearing us talk more and more about getting back hard and heavy into the short sale business, and that's where we're going to be talking about deal flow later on tonight as well.
Yeah, Dustin, I just did a quick little search here for a date range from 3-2-2009, so April 2nd, March 2nd, mm-hmm. to today, and I went current payments, no, and I put current leads, and I did a search.
Okay.
And ended up with 47 people just in the last 3 months that were in my database and behind on payments.
And, Mike, I think it's worth mentioning that your site is just a demo site. Your sites, your super smart sites, Mike just uses them for demonstration purposes. When you guys call up the buyer, these are the sites he shows people. So he's not actually even working these leads. He got 47 leads. So you can imagine what some of the people who are out actually marketing their business actually get. So 47 people in the past 3 months on Mike's demo site were behind on payments. And those all look like Florida leads, too. Bobby. I see Bob Keegan's on the line tonight, too. Both those guys are from down in the Orlando area.
And Autofill Free is now online. And, again, it's a paid upgrade if you don't already have Autofill. But I think you will soon because this is just too easy. Let me show you how it works. Before I do, though, let me just go back up a step. And, Dustin, what, just briefly, if you can, just explain Autofill 1, Autofill 2 until where we are today.
Yeah, we just came out with the third version. In Autofill 1, we were the first website developers / investors to have Autofill online. We were the first. And back then, there was no way to edit your documents online, but you could upload them and get them online and be autofilled. And that came out about, what, 4 or 5 years ago? It's been a while now. Then came Autofill 2, and we were the first to allow you to upload your own documents and customize them online using an HTML WYSIWYG editor, one that you're quite familiar with now that you've been editing your own web pages and things. However, yes, we were the first, but those WYSIWYG editors were quite tedious to use online at internet speeds, taking this 14-page document and plug it into a WYSIWYG editor and trying to manipulate it and add these fields. So even though we were the first, it was a bit tedious to use. It would take you like a day to load all your documents. Okay? With Autofill 3, we've gone back to your computer's hard drive at your own personal computer's processor speed to do your autofill. So you take these documents in Word, which you're used to using, embed these merge fields that we give you into your documents, save them as an RTF file, and simply upload them to the website like you would any other attachment to an email. It's that simple. If you can use Microsoft Word, you can use autofill. So it made the whole process much, much, much faster, because you're doing it at your computer's processor speed, not online speed through a browser. So that is Autofill 3. We've made it a lot easier to use, and Mike's going to show you real quick how to do it.
That's exactly right. And, you know, you might hear the extension RTF in all this. It's not too overcomplicated. It's very simple what we're going to do.
No, in fact, an RTF stands for rich text format. If you save it as RTF, it will look just like a Word document. In fact, it'll still open by default in Microsoft Word on your machine. But an RTF is kind of like a PDF. You can open it in newer versions of Word, older versions of Word. You can open it in, WordPad. You can open it in, what's the other one? WordPerfect, the other word processing program out there. So you can, it's a kind of a universal file extension. So don't be alarmed. It will look just like Word.
Yeah, let me just walk you through this because it really is simple. The first place is locate autofill on your left-hand menu. It's in your seller lead management. And when you place your mouse over autofill, you'll see custom documents. And then when you, if you put your mouse over custom documents, there's a whole sub-menu here, like there is for default documents and autofill checklists. But what we want to do to start out is you want to choose the auto fields, and it's printable. And it'll print out all these fields for you. Now, you have the name of the field, the merge field, and this is the field we're actually going to use, and I'll show you that in a minute. And then you have the description. Now, this page goes down. I believe it's two or three pages, but you can even create your own.
Yeah, this page is it's probably two or three pages deep. We've got a lot of fields, so you've got a lot of flexibility. Chances are if we don't chances are 99% of the time we're going to have your field already on this page. If we don't, you can easily add one.
And let's just say in this case I have a doc. Now, I'm using Vista, so it's a docx, but it's authorization to release. This is a Word document. But let's say there's areas in here that I would like to have this auto-filled. For example, the mortgage information, loan account number, property address, the borrower, all the information. And these are, you know, this is a short contract. Imagine a long one, right? So let's make this real easy. What we do is we find the merge field. Company mailing list, company's mailing state, company's mailing zip. And then you just copy this whole code right here. Let's say it was the seller's address. I'd copy that and I'd paste it into the appropriate field. Now here I've done one for you. So existing loan number, property address, property city, property state, property zip. Fill it out, bam, 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 just copy, paste. And then when you go to save it, however you go to save it, what you want to look for is the rich text format, the RTF. And it's in your save as type. It's really simple. Just find it, click it, and when you click it, it saves it. Of course, make sure you remember where you saved it. That should have thrown that in there. But you have autofill. When you go back to your back office, now go back to autofill, go to custom documents, and add a custom document. Pretty simple. And then you're on the add a document tab. Now notice there's a lot of other tabs here. I'm just showing you tonight how to import, how easy it is to do it. So the next step is your document switch, your paper size. Is it notarized? Maybe. Is it recorded? Maybe. You have all those options. And then you choose the document name and your document description. And then you simply click the browse button and you're going to browse for the folder, which in this case was in this folder right here. There's authorization to release, RTF, and I'm going to click open, and I click add. And as soon as I do, it has been added to all my documents. Now, I did add this to custom documents. So now when I'm in a customer's lead, when you have autofill, it would be step 10 if you have auto profits. If you don't have auto profits, it would be step 5, but step 10 for most of you is your autofill. Now, you do have to create a cover sheet just to make sure that the information is correct. And once you do, you can have access to all of your paperwork. Now, I'm only on the custom autofill document. This does come with tons of already, it's paperwork. Dustin's already uploaded it.
Yeah, we've got about 40 different documents in there, pretty much everything you need to buy a house. Also, just this past weekend, we uploaded Kimberly Frank's short sale paperwork. For her students who are on the call tonight, I see a few. If you have our autofill, you can have her autofill paperwork as well, but you must be her student in order to have that turned on for you. So you'll get ours by default, plus you can upload your own. That was the whole point. And the one you saw Mike upload a few minutes ago was one of Kimberly's documents. It was her authorization to release. It took me about a minute to copy and paste those fields into that document, save it as RTF, and upload it to the server. I mean, you can literally do it in a snap. So if you have 20 documents, it'll take you probably a couple hours to embed all your fields because some of the documents, like purchase orders, can be quite long. But instead of taking a day or two to do it the old way, you can do it, like I said, in a matter of minutes or hours and upload all of your documents. And once your documents are uploaded, you can have those checklists, Mike, like your short sale checklist, your subject to checklist, your wholesale flip checklist, to select the documents you need every time you're ready to print them. You just choose your checklist, and boom, it'll print all your documents with the click of a button.
Yeah, autofill is pretty complete. It has a lot of features to it. And we'll go over that at our next Super Smart training event, because this is getting easier and easier.
Yeah, we're going to be showing this down at Kimberly's event. We're having an event this weekend down in Orlando. What's it, 19th, 2021st? Kimberly's office down in Orlando, because we have a lot of customers down there. We're sold out, so we're going to be showing AutoFill 3 in greater detail how to use it.
Yeah, I'm loving it. It's so much easier. Well, how much is it? Well, it is a paid upgrade. We've been selling AutoFill upgrade for $14.95 and $10 a month.
For five years now?
Yeah, since it's been out. One, two, and now three. However, your Getting Started Tonight special offer is $995 and $10 per month if you'd like to start with AutoFill 3. It is so easy, and the time you'll save. And then we have the new SEO upgrade feature. This is one that we've been working on for quite a while. It's a paid upgrade for all sites except the wholesale site. And, again, if you missed the beginning of the show, we will be adding that to the wholesale website soon. And you'll find the SEO upgrade in your website administration settings on the left-hand side. And when you put your mouse over My Website SEO, it has a drop-down menu of the different features that are within the new SEO upgrade. Underneath this, I should point it out now, we have My Feed Manager, and that is also part of the SEO upgrade, and I'll go through that with you as soon as I complete going through these steps with you. But if you just click on Website SEO, it takes you to the main page, and there's all those different locations, again, that you saw on the left-hand side menu. You have videos, testimonials, downloads, bookmarks, analytics. Right now, we're currently on web pages, so let's just start here. What it's going to do is it's going to allow you to optimize all of your different pages at one time instead of having to do it individually. So if you wanted to make a change on two or three pages at once, you can do it, or you can just change one page at a time. And it's going to really help you in the search engines simply because it's so much more optimized for the search engines in the way that you put your title, your Spanish title, keywords, description, for every one of your individual pages now. You can do it all yourself. The videos page is for the YouTube video upgrade, and it is going to make every one of your video pages its own unique link on the website, its own unique page, I guess is a good way to put it. You're going to put your SEO title, your keywords, your description to your videos. You can adjust them however you want in your back office, how you want them to appear. In other words, which ones are on top, which ones are on bottom. And it also gives you a video link on your public website. And that is where all your videos will go. Now, you do have a choice to put a video on the home page or not to put a video on the home page. That's totally up to you. When you click my videos link, I have one that's a feature video. That is the one that I have on the public side of my, on the home page of my website, and all my other videos are listed below. But now if I click more, it takes me to the complete page. Now I'm going to back up real quick just so you can see just the amount of text that's written here. It ends at Super Smart Websites. Now for you, of course, you'll be using it for buying and selling homes. But this one here is just for Super Smart customers. And you'll see the more complete description underneath here. So you can make this a novel if you really wanted to, but not necessary. But it does make it an individual page on the website with the link to your video. And here's where you give it its own SEO power, is by naming that link to what this video is. So it's your domain name /videos. And then I put mine Super Smart Websites March Updates. And it just makes it much more SEO friendly. So not only do you have the power of YouTube behind you, but now you have the power of Super Smart making it so it's independent pages.
Right. So we'll use this comparison to the rest of the SEO upgrade. This SEO upgrade we came out with allows you to take an existing site, a page on your site that was one page, and turn it into multiple pages so that your site continues to grow and grow and grow and grow as you add more content to it. So Mike was showing you the video page. He said you don't have to write a novel, but you do want to put some meaningful comments, content there, like an article, like a blog, about that particular video, so that Google will pick up that text. Okay, so whatever the video says, you may want to actually write on the page or talk about it, so that Google will pick it up, because Google doesn't actually read your video and know what it's all about. They read the words that are on the page, and that's why the words on the page are so important, so that when somebody types that in on Google, they'll find your site because you're relevant and you've got a topic that's relevant to their search.
All right, and that's what the section Dustin's speaking of right there. So you can put something in there that's real SEO-friendly. That's the power behind this SEO upgrade. How easy is it to upload? It's extremely easy. I'm just going to run through real quick with you folks how to do this for those of you who might be asking. How do you upload a video to your back office or your website? I recommend two. I could recommend all three. I've never used Google Video. YouTube and Vidler. Vidler is awesome. You can add like a four-hour video in there. YouTube, of course, that has its restrictions. But step one, of course, upload your video. Step two is copy the object code of a video and paste it in the back office, and I'll show you where to do that. Step three is write your message, and that's what Dustin and I were just talking about, your article. And then step four is click add, and boom, your video is now on the public side of your website. Now, if you're using Vidler, just simply find your video and click underneath. You'll see embed this, and it does give you a little pop-up with options. Now, don't worry about these options with our upgrade because we change it to what we are going to display it as anyway. But if you're going to post this on another blog or you have another website you want to post a video, it's kind of cool because you can adjust the settings, and you can do this with YouTube as well. But what we're looking for is this object code. Just like it is. You just need to copy that. Don't change anything. Just copy. Same thing with YouTube. YouTube, you find your video, and then you'll see the object code is right here in the embed. So we want that object code. And again, don't worry about these numbers because our system will change it to our format anyway. Just copy and paste. And log into your back office if you haven't already and go to your videos page. And there's your object link. That's exactly where you paste it, where this arrow is. Just paste it right in there. And then you want to complete it. You want to do the headline, the short description, and the long description, which is the one that Dustin was saying. You can write an article there. I'm just saying you don't need to write a novel there. Then you've got your SEO title, which is extremely search engine sensitive. And let me back up because I didn't finish that one little page there. Then you have your SEO keywords. And then your SEO description, which is for the search engines. And now, again, it's its own individual page. It gives your website much more content and much more volume and makes it much more friendlier for the search engines. They're going to like you. Now, we also did that with the testimonials page. And now all of your testimonials can be individual pages, again, just giving your website more volume. You simply check the information you need in here, the title, Spanish title if you want to create one, keywords, and description. Now, this is for my main testimonials page, and I'm going to click update. And when I do, it loads, and there it is. Now, underneath here, I forget where this circle is right now, underneath here is one of my testimonials that I've already updated to the website, and I can edit that later. But what I want to point out is at the top, we have two different formats now. We have original format, and then we have new format. The new format is even newer, I think, than it was a couple hours ago. But I want to show you exactly what the differences are and why we did it this way. This is the original format. All of your testimonials were on one page. You could have audio testimony, but they're all right here on one page. The new format, and we updated this a little bit, made it a little bit cleaner like the previous page, but what we did is we put short descriptions of the testimonial in here, and then people have to click more. When they click more, that takes them to your individual testimonial page. And notice now I've got, instead of having one page of testimonials with four testimonials on it, I have four pages. So it gives the website more volume. Now, this just pulled in the default testimonial that I had. But again, just the suggestion we gave you earlier on these pages is write a little bit of content in here. Write your story. Make it SEO friendly. And again, the search engines like it because you have lots of content about buying real estate on your website. Now we have downloads. Now, you can download three different things into our website. Well, actually a lot more than that. But on the public side of the website, we have three particular types of downloads. We have the documents downloads, you have the audio message downloads, and you have your free report message downloads. So whichever downloads you're working on, if it's your documents, your audio message, or your free reports, you just click on the appropriate one, and it takes you to that section. Now, in this one, I'm going to stay on documents. I'm going to display, choose how I want to display it. Again, we have a new format or the previous format. You check this box. There's a little box right there. You have to check it or you can't make any edits. And then you just simply add the information. Now, I opened up the instructions tab on the right here. Let me back up the page so you can just see where that was. Right up here at the top right is instructions. If you don't see those, give it a click. And you'll notice I can insert company name as a title. Now, in case anyone doesn't know what that does, that's just a shortcut to pull the company name, but I call it documents and downloads. Now, if you're unclear where the title is on a website, I'll show you real quick on mine. There's the website I did it to. This is my demo website, but there's Super Smart Services LLC, which is our company name, documents and downloads. Again, very, very sensitive to the search engines, so that's why we're giving you complete flexibility to do this to make your content unique. And you have your keywords, and you have your site description, and you complete those, and boom, it's ready for the website. Now, underneath that was that article that I've already uploaded. Now, you notice it says right here, file has not been created, because it pulled it in. It was already in here. So all I'm going to do is I'm just going to give it some keywords, give it a description, and then I'm going to click update. Again, don't forget, you need to check those little boxes or you won't be able to do anything. And then click your update button, and success, your downloads have been completed. Now it's its own individual web page on the search engines.
So are you saying you just added a few web pages to the site like that?
Yeah, it works. Yeah, pretty darn quickly.
Yeah. So you take one single page that you've had out there all this time, and now it grows. And in this case, all those pages will be created on the fly. Now, the content will be rather sparse because you've never really probably taken the time to go in there and add a lot of content. So, you can't hear me?
Go ahead. Maybe it was just me.
Okay, maybe it was you. If you guys can't hear me.
You're back.
Okay, Mike says I lost my audio there for a minute. If I did, I apologize. I was just saying that you could take one of your pages on your website, like downloads or testimonials, and turn those into multiple pages all of a sudden. And part of this upgrade we're going to show you tonight is the Feeds Manager. And part of the Feeds Manager allows you to add articles and throughout your whole site. So you can start to grow your site and add an endless number of pages over time to totally optimize your site.
Yeah, it's sweet. And it's going to grow as we go because it never changes. So we're going to keep adding to it. Your bookmarks. Now, if you're unfamiliar with bookmarks, it's pretty powerful stuff too. It's like the Web 2.0 generation. These are where your bookmark logo or logos will appear. You do have a choice of what you put up here. But what this basically allows is you or the public or your buddies or anybody to bookmark your sites on dozens of different bookmarking sites. Now, some of these are social bookmarking sites. Some of them are just social networking sites. You see Digs in here, but Google's a bookmarking site. If you click the more, you'll see 53 folks. There's 53 different locations on here. And if you're not bookmarking your site to Ask, then you're missing a lot of leads. I get a lot of leads from Ask. Mr. Wong, Reddit, Simpy, Stumble Upon. These are great places, just to name a few of all the ones that are in here, obviously Google. Delicious is where I run my main feed from, and I'd love to get in to talk to you more about that tonight, but I'll share a little bit with you. But here's how you do it. To add the Add This button to your website, you go to addthis.com. Now, you can create an account. It's not necessary, but creating an account will allow you to get figures on how many people added you. But, you know, I use Google Analytics, so I wouldn't really waste my time. I never go here and look at my analytics anyway. I just use Google Analytics. But either way you want to do it is fine. After you've set up an account or even just come to this page for the first time, I believe you can click Get the button. And then you're going to choose the button. Now, I like this button right here after using all the other ones because it's really simple. It makes sense to people because this is still sort of new to some. And then after you select your bookmark, just simply click Get the Code, and there's your code. And the simple thing is here, you just copy it, and you paste it in your bookmarking script, just like I've done so here, and make sure the box is checked again, and click Update, and boom. Now it's done. You have a bookmarking button on all your public websites. This is analytics. Analytics is for your Google Analytics. I know there's other things you can use it for, but I'm just going to reference Google Analytics in this one. This is available for all the sites, just not in this easy-to-use format we have it here. It'll be on the left-hand side menu, and I'll show you where it is in a second. But this is included in the SEO upgrade just for convenience. Now, here's an example of, I can't remember this, We Buy Houses in 1 week. Yeah, it's one of our pages out there. But I use Google Analytics to get reports of what's working, what's not working. I can view a report, see where people are hitting us in the United States. I can see what page views. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. But I love it. I use it quite a bit to attract my marketing. So how do you do it? Well, step one, create a Gmail account. Just go to google.com, and you'll either say to sign in on the right-hand side, or you'll have a page that looks something like this. Either way, you want to find the Create an Account Now link and give it a click and just walk through the steps. And after it gives you your Google Gmail account, then type in, you can do this a couple of ways, go to Google Analytics, www.googleanalytics, or you can do it exactly like it says up here, google.com/analytics, whichever way. And
sometimes the easy way is just to Google it. Type in Google Analytics and hit go, and it'll be the first listing.
The point is get to Google Analytics after you create your Gmail account and get to Access Analytics. And it's going to ask you for your new Gmail account. And just put in your email and your password, and then it'll advance you to the Google Analytics page. And, of course, you want to sign up now. Now, it does go through a couple steps. The first step is you need to obviously put in your website URL, your account name, and you can use, We Buy Houses in Massachusetts as your account name. It really doesn't matter. It's just keep track of it. I would put your website domain name or something, remember. And then time zone, country, time zone, and click continue. And then it's going to advance you to step two, which is your contact information. Then after you complete that, you have to accept a quick user agreement. And then it'll advance you to the ad tracking code. And it's just like I showed you in YouTube and the bookmarking. It's right there. You can't miss it. You copy it, and now you paste it into your Google Analytics. And then you just simply click update. Now, if you have the standard websites, you'll see my website analytics on the left-hand side. That's a place you can locate your analytics with the standard website. Now, a part of the advanced or the SEO upgrade, excuse me, is also Feed Manager. I don't expect everybody to understand what feeds are tonight because I wasn't prepared to explain it that deeply, but I will kind of share a few big points with you. Feeds are powerful when you create these things correctly on the right sites. Other websites pick them up, and it distributes your articles out on the internet, and it creates all these backlinks to your website. And set up correctly, it is a tremendous resource for your SEO to make you popular. So you get a feeds link. There's a feeds button in the browser that when you pop it down, it says subscribe to We Buy Houses Atlanta Feeds. And here's my feed. Now, you can have as many different styles of feeds here as you want, but I'll keep it simple. And here's my We Buy Houses Atlanta Feeds. Earlier I was telling you that I submit to Delicious is one of my bookmarking sites. Well, that's one of my feeds. So all my feeds that have anything to do with Atlanta come out of that feed into this particular feed. It's pretty darn cool how this works. And you also have an articles page. Kind of works in conjunction with your feeds, but it's a little bit different. This page is pretty nifty because it gets picked up by the search engines, and your articles are all individual articles. So you can actually almost have your own blog here and set this up, and you bookmark these articles. So let's say I write a nice little article here, like let's use this one. This is my Duluth, Georgia, We Buy Houses article, and if I click bookmark, now I can bookmark this article to all these different social networking sites, bookmarking sites, and people find these links. And I'm a game of numbers, man. The more numbers, the more leads you're going to get. So if it's easy to get all these leads or easy to get recognized to get all these leads, then do it. Other people are. So we need to be doing these things, and we're advancing our websites to make sure that this happens for everybody. Now, what it also gives you up here at top, notice my I designed this myself. It's the name of my article, Duluth, Georgia, We Buy Houses. So it matches my title name. And again, just makes it much more sensitive to the search engines. We've also added a site map for the primary site domain. Now, this is really neat stuff. I had Dustin demonstrate to me how this works. And Dustin, as far as I asked you earlier, how many websites have site maps?
There's two kind of site maps. There's ones that are for humans that a lot of sites tend to have. You'll see, like, down at the very bottom of your websites, you'll see some HTML links down at the very bottom. That's kind of like a sitemap. It's just so people can get to all the different pages on your site easily. But that's not the kind of sitemap we're talking about. This one's not so much for humans. This one's for Google, Yahoo, MSN, the big search engines. And this is a page we give them to crawl. So instead of having them crawl our entire site and maybe miss some things, we have them crawl this sitemap. So as you add videos, as you add articles, as you add testimonials, as you add new download pages and video pages, this page will continue to grow and grow and grow. So this is the information we're serving up to Google to say, hey, come look at. This is the most current stuff. And you'll notice each of these links has a priority. 8 would be your index pages to get to all your articles. And then some of the individual articles would have 6s. Some of the pages that have been out there for years will have like a 5 or 4 or something because those pages don't change much. But these are some of your latest pages that we're serving up. So Google can come here anytime. Once you add it to Webmaster Tools, you can actually go log in and actually get some stats on this page. But whether you use Webmaster Tools or not, which I think Mike's going to show you, this sitemap will be out there. It's in your meta tags at the top of your home page, so Google and Yahoo will start to pick this up rather quickly and crawl your site.
Yeah, and I'll show you another trick, again, just to get this on Google a little bit quicker. And it's adding your sitemap to Google Webmaster Tools.
I think it's worth mentioning that we generate that sitemap daily. So if you add an article tonight, tomorrow, and you have our SEO upgrade, tomorrow the page would regenerate and have that article on there. So it does it once a day, it'll regenerate. And actually, I'm going to take that back. If you don't do anything, it regenerates once a day. But if you go post an article right now, it regenerates on the fly. So that article's in there immediately, because you never know when Google's going to crawl your site. But it's usually a couple once a day or a few days. But if you don't do anything, we'll recreate it once a day.
Now that you've created a Google account with a Gmail, then you can access your Webmaster Tools. Now, I have mine are up here right here, see Webmaster Tools. If you don't see it when you go to My Account, when you log into your Google, go to google.com and log back in again, click this More button, and you'll be able to see Webmaster Tools, and just give it a click. And it's really simple to do this. It just says Add a Site. Well, let's add a site. And I put in my website, and you click continue, and it gives you another one of these codes. And then you copy the meta name, and you're going to copy that directly into your website.
I was going to say, Mike, it was worth mentioning that back when you chose which website, it's your main website, because your main website is the only one that has the sitemap. Because we want to avoid serving up Google a bunch of duplicate content, so we'll give it your main website. And that's the one that has the sitemap on it. So that's the one you want to use.
Good point. That's the one you'll put in there. And then you copy that code. And you're going to paste that code into your website domain name. Now, right now, just on your website administration links, you're going to see my website domain name down near the bottom. If you have more than one, they'll all be listed here. Now, remember what Dustin just said. This is for your primary domain name in this particular case. So you choose your primary domain name, and there's a spot there for sitemap verify. And you just paste that in there. And, again, you click update. Now, if you have a hard time pasting, sometimes Control C and that stuff doesn't work very well. If you, or excuse me, right click and then, you know, copy, use Control C to copy and Control V to paste if you ever have any challenges in the back office of the website doing that. And then once you've added that code, go back to your Google Webmaster Tools and click Verify. And once you do, it recognizes the code immediately and says, congratulations, you're a verified owner of this site. Now, why is this important? Well, it tells you any errors, but more importantly, your top search queries, where you stand. I noticed We Buy Houses Atlanta spelled incorrectly. I'm ranked 7th. That's pretty cool. And then it'll also start picking up how many backlinks you have to your website. And that's what's important, is these backlinks to your website. So it gives you a lot of data, as does Google Analytics, and it's a lot of important data. And now Google knows you're for real. You have a good site out there. Well, the SEO upgrade, how much is it? Version 1, and the reason I want to point out version 1, this is our first release of it, is we update these continually. And, you know, sometimes we increase the price as we go, but you purchase it when it's young, and you can get it for that price forever. But we do have a Get It Started Tonight special offer for everybody on the call if they'd like to get the SEO course. It's It's $395 for that upgrade. And we do even have a little bit more we'd like to share with you. Dustin and I did a 6-week SEO course. It's our SEO 101 course. It's optional, but we do recommend it, because it tells you exactly how you need to start up these social book networking sites. We made it very simple for the beginner, if you will, but it's good for everybody. We had a lot of people that took a lot of SEO courses and got a lot out of it. It's delivered in 6 2-hour segments. You can log into your SEO back office and watch the videos at your own pace. It covers everything from what bookmarking, social networking, blogging, article writing, et cetera, et cetera. How powerful it can be, how to set it up correctly, and more importantly, we walk you through every step how to do this. If you can take our 12-hour course in 3 days, do it. If it takes you 6 weeks, or you can do it however long as you want, but get it done. The course is for those that are serious about getting on the first page of Google organically. That means not having to pay for it. To be at the top of the search engines, dominate your local market organically by getting to the top of the search engines and staying there. And the supersmartwebprofits.com, if you go there now, it's listed for $895. But on this call, you get it for $695. It's $200 off. Now, people that knew what we were going to be talking tonight asked us, well, what if we get both? Well, here's the answer to that. You can. You can get the SEO upgrade and the SEO 101 course. The SEO 101 course is still $695, but we'll basically throw in the SEO upgrade for only $200. So that makes it a total of $895, $20 per month. You save almost $600 on the SEO and the SEO 1 course. And we have squeeze pages. Oh, Dustin wants me to back up a page.
Yeah, I was going to tell people, you know, recap about the SEO upgrade itself. There's a big piece that's missing with the SEO upgrade that we did not get into the first release because of Zillow. Part of the SEO upgrade is going to be the ability for you to load your properties onto your website. And we didn't talk about that tonight, Mike. All the permalinks for the SEO upgrade on the sell side. All we did was talk about the buy side. So let's talk about that on the next call. But with the SEO upgrade, our intention was for you to load the properties into your sell site and then take a feed, because part of it is the feed manager, and give that feed to Zillow and allow them to import all of your listings into their site. We're also going to do that with Google Base and PropBot and several others to get your properties into their systems so that you're out there too. However, Zillow has been very, very slow to get back to us. We've been trying to get Zillow on the phone for months and finally got them on the phone today. So that didn't make it into the first release, but it is coming soon because we've already created this and built all this. We just haven't got Zillow to be able to take our feed yet, so we're waiting on them. They're the holdup. But that is part of this SEO upgrade. The feed manager is part of the SU upgrade, which is probably over most folks' heads unless you've been through this SEO training that Mike's talking about, SEO 101. So that's why we greatly reduced the price of the SEO upgrade down to $200, because we want you to take the course first. We want you to go through this course and learn what you need to know. And then you'll be able to really take advantage of the SEO upgrade that we just released, because you'll know more about feeds. You'll know more about sitemaps. You have more of a clue about bookmarking and how to go in there and optimize your sites. So the whole package is $895, and we can turn that on for you immediately, and you can start training at your own pace.
And then we have squeeze pages, Dustin, and I have a couple examples here of the squeeze pages. Basically, they're just one page to capture information, and we want to comment on a little bit more while I go through some of these samples we have.
Yeah, let's talk about it. You guys have all heard the buzzword squeeze pages. What a squeeze page is, a one-page website that is designed to get a person's name and email and hopefully some additional information out of them as quickly and easily as possible. With a one-page website, we're not throwing a bunch of additional data at them to prevent them from generating lead. So the whole purpose is to get them here and to generate the lead. So far, what Mike has showed you, these past two pages, are two examples of squeeze pages that we've been using for quite some time. We've been using these for about 6 months to a year. So we take these squeeze pages and put them out on places like Craigslist, Backpage, etc., and link our articles and things to them so that we can drive people here and capture their information. So we've been doing this for ourselves for quite some time with great success, and quite naturally, we're going to roll them out to you next. Okay, so Mike, can you back up a page or two?
I can.
Appreciate it. So this is one of Mike's pages that he used. This is Mike's squeeze page. Go to the next one. This is Spencer's squeeze page, who's with does all the Craigslist marketing for us, if you recall. So this is one of the pages he drives leads to. The next one is my one-hour homebuyer squeeze page, which I use for posting ads and things on Craigslist and other places. And this next version, it's a full screenshot of one of the sample squeeze pages that you could have. Okay, this is one example. So you can customize the top of the page up there where it says, "We buy a house," is Flowery Branch. You can customize the tagline that goes directly under it, "We want to buy your Flowery Branch house fast." And you can customize the third line. This is "Complete our seller questionnaire." So the themes you can choose, just like you do with our websites. Then if you look down the page, you'll see the default content. Would you like to sell your home in the next 7 days or less? We load that up for you, but you can come in here and change every last word of that page. You can wipe it all out and start from scratch if you want to. If you'll look to the right of the screen, you'll see where it says "Free Report." Okay, so this is actually a sample. This is not actually the one we're going live with. This is just a screenshot of something we put together to show you kind of what these are going to look like. So this article out here to the side would say, "Hey, fill out this form to the right to download a free report." So we start out by asking them their first and last name and their email. Then they click "Email me my free report." Do you have the next subsequent screen? No, you don't. So back up a page. Now, once they've submitted this, what they're going to see is another page that has our traditional three-step questionnaire. Okay? There's an example of step one of the three-step questionnaire, the one-hour homebuyer one. So on the next page, they would see full screen your first step of the seller questionnaire. So you've got their name, you've got their email, they've got the report. It was emailed to them. At this time, we say, "Hey, thank you for downloading our free report. If you'd like to sell us your house, please fill in our form below and we'll make you an offer." It says something to that effect. And then we'll capture first step, the second step, the third step, just like we do right now on your website. Okay? Now, if you'll back up one screen, Mike, this is the second version of the same type of squeeze page. Instead of simply asking for their name and email on the home page, we go ahead and show them the full questionnaire. Well, not the full questionnaire, but the first step. So my squeeze page article would say, hey, we're very interested in buying your house, blah, blah, blah. Please fill out the form to tell us all about your house so we can make you an offer within the next 24 to 48 hours. It'll say something like that. Okay? So we bypassed the name and email part and went straight to the form. But you can do it either way. You can say, hey, name and email to get a free report, or you can have them fill out this form. Now, remember, you can go ahead and go to the next screen, Mike. You can edit this entire page just like you would any web page. You can have a Google video there, a YouTube video. You can have whatever you want. You can upload your own graphics, et cetera, and point them over to the form and say, hey, fill this out to get my download, to get my free report, to get whatever it is you're giving away. Then you can immediately take them into the next three steps and convert them to a full-blown lead, not just a name and email. And just like our websites, if they only fill out step one, we'll automatically send them autoresponders to say, hey, come back to our site and finish the rest of our questionnaire. We're really interested in buying your house. So with this squeeze page upgrade, you can have multiple domains and multiple squeeze pages. You may have one on foreclosures. You may have one on people that are behind on payments. You may have one for people that are going through divorce. You can have all these different flavors of squeeze pages. And these will work on all of your sites, buy, sell, save, and borrow. This first release is going to be for the buy sites, but shortly thereafter we'll be adding them to the sell site, the lender site, etc. So the first release is buy and save. You'll have homes pages for saving houses. You can have, for example, a loan modification page. It's the same type of one-page squeeze page, but you just decide what the top is going to be, and you can make your own squeeze page on the fly. So you can have, once again, you can have one for short sales, one for loan mods, one for, you know, ugly houses, one for pretty houses, whatever you want with this upgrade. So that's it kind of in a nutshell. We'll be talking about this more on future calls. We're just giving you a preview tonight, and next time we'll be showing you more about how to use these squeeze pages and what they're for and get more into the marketing angle and how to actually use them. But I just want to tell you, this coming soon. You may have heard about other gurus and people out there talking about squeeze pages. So we've got it coming for you within the next 30 to 60 days, probably the next 30 days. In fact, I want to make sure this is out by our next live training here in Atlanta, which is July, towards the end of the month. I think it's like, what, the 20th, 21st, somewhere around there? 24th. So hopefully we'll have this released by then. But we're going to give you the opportunity to sign up in advance tonight and pre-order for a discounted price.
I just want to point out to everybody at supersmartwebprofits.com is on the left-hand side is the different links. Now, this was a packed show. We had a lot of stuff. The SEO upgrade, the SEO video upgrade, which we didn't really talk about, but you can order that individually if you wanted to.
But
I believe you have it there for $99.
I don't know if we were clear. See, we released the video upgrade prior to the SEO upgrade because I told you we released things in increments. The video upgrade was always meant to be a part of the SEO upgrade. However, like I said, we wanted to pre-release it and get it out and get you using it because video is so hot. So it is part of the SEO upgrade. Okay, it comes with it. For the price tonight was $395, whatever it was. It comes with it. If you already have the video upgrade and want a discount based on what you already paid, for example, if you paid $100 for it, we'll discount that off of the SEO upgrade if you want to upgrade to that module. Because you've already paid in that portion, we'll just knock it off the top. So you can call Mike, and he can hook you up tomorrow. So we've got the SuperSmart SEO upgrade. I believe that was $395. The SuperSmart video upgrade is $100. The SEO 101 plus the SEO upgrade combined package, which I highly recommend, it was $895. Because without, you know, without the SEO training, I don't know that you're going to be able to really use and appreciate the SEO upgrade because it's kind of advanced. And then the advanced strategies anyway. The software is not advanced, but the strategies are advanced is what I meant by that. Then there's SuperSmart Autofill version 3. We're in our third version. That was tonight's special. So SuperSmart Autofill version 3 was $9.95, and the SEO 101 plus the SEO upgrade plus Autofill 3.
The two down here in blue are the pre-order special ones. That might not be blue on your page. I clicked them. But that's DealFlow and your squeeze page. So a lot of stuff coming out with SuperSmart. We're really excited about it, and we're going on the road sharing it with everybody. Like Dustin said, we'll be down at Kimberly's next week. Now, this weekend, actually. That event is full. We filled up yesterday, I believe, was our last seat. But we're having our next Super Smart Real Estate Technology training right here in Atlanta, and the dates are the 24th to 26th. Now, I do highly recommend that you sign up now to save your seat. We just announced Kimberly's less than 2 weeks ago, and it's already full.
Right. I want to tell people why it fills up so fast. Can you hear me? Am I coming through?
Yes. Now you're out.
I'm not saying anything. Can you hear me now?
No.
Let me talk to your mic.
Yeah, I'm going to just hand Dustin my mic here.
For whatever reason, my audio is cutting out. But what was I going to say? I got distracted. Oh, the reason these events fill up so quick is, number one, they're free for our customers because we want you there. Number two, they fill up fast because we keep them small. These are held in our offices because we can't, you know, when we give away for free, we're not going out and buying hotel rooms and all that stuff and doing room blocks. So it's 30 people. And we keep it small so we can give you the one-on-one kind of attention you want and need to learn all this stuff. And we have you here in our office where you can get on our network and be in our environment with us and learn from us. We'll show you how to do all these things. So we're really looking forward to being down with Kimberly in Orlando. Really looking forward to our event next month here in Atlanta. We hope you will join us because they do fill up fast. We have about a handful of spots left for our Atlanta event. So if you haven't signed up, go ahead and click that link. It's a $100 reservation fee per person if you want to bring your spouse, and it's refundable if you show up. So you get your money back if you show up. You can also take that money and apply it to something when you get here if you want to buy one of our upgrades or something like that. So it is free, but there is a reservation fee. So I want to thank everybody for being here and say good night, everybody, and God bless. I look forward to seeing you down in Florida this week. Bye-bye.